This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The devastation wrought by Hurricane Katrina has some asking if other American cities are as prepared as they should be for natural disasters. San Francisco, for one, rests on top of major fault lines. The San Andreas Fault was responsible for what was, until Katrina, America's worst natural disaster. It triggered the 1906 earthquake that destroyed San Francisco and killed thousands. It also crippled the Bay Bridge in 1989. And geologists say it's not a question of if there will be another earthquake as big as the 1906 quake, but when the big one will hit. Gavin Newsom is the mayor of San Francisco, and welcome.
Good morning.
If you had to just check off very quickly the sort of worst case things that would happen during the scenario of the big one, what would they be?
Well, based upon our inability to retrofit our two largest bridges, the Bay Bridge and, of course, the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge, we would assume both bridges would be inoperable, leaving us with just one access point to exit and or enter San Francisco, and that would be to the south. We, of course, would see, as we saw in 1906, fires. But the bottom line is we cannot predict what in fact would happen, but we play scenarios out on a consistent basis every month. But New Orleans was doing the same thing. They had emergency operations plans. We have emergency operations plans. They talked a good game. We, of course, try to talk a good game. Nothing substitutes reality, and we hope to learn a lot of lessons from Katrina.
San Francisco is a city of old buildings, something like 8 out of 10 or a little more than that, built before 1970 when modern building codes were put into effect and retrofitting got going. Does that mean that the majority of the buildings aren't earthquake resistant? I mean, does it mean that San Francisco General Hospital, which is very old and in very bad shape, will fall down in an earthquake?
Well, in fact, we're in the process right now of putting together a bond to retrofit our emergency room at San Francisco General Hospital. It absolutely is not seismically safe, and we've been putting together a plan that will be close to $1 billion, and we're bringing that to the voters as early as June of next year.
That can't be right.
Well, right now we're projecting $840 million with escalation and looking at 2010 construction costs. It's phenomenal cost. Retrofitting the hospital and the emergency room, making sure basically that it's rebuilt to today's seismic standards. Our own city hall has been lifted off its foundation and is on large rubber balls, and we've begun to retrofit other institutions in San Francisco in a like-minded way.
One thing about San Francisco in particular is I gather that about half the police and the firefighters live outside the city. So if the two bridges into the city are out, what does that do to your first responders?
That's why we have decided, and you're 100% right. They can't afford to live here, many of them. So you're right. They live across our bay and outside the borders of the city. So consequence of that is we have aligned a strategy to have real first responders, and that's real people, neighbors. And we put together a website called 72hours.org, the notion being that for 72 hours, as exampled by Katrina and the Gulf, 72 hours you're going to be on your own. Make sure you have more than just food and water, but emergency supplies and the like. People are training CPR, and they're organizing block by block throughout San Francisco so they can truly help themselves as they wait for our police and firefighters, the state and federal government.
Has federal assistance from FEMA factored into San Francisco's planning? We saw in New Orleans that people were definitely on their own for 3 days, 4 days, and it with real terrible consequences.
Yeah, it's inexcusable. It's unacceptable. I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned, and I think the citizens of the San Francisco Bay Area region have learned, is that the challenge of being on your own is a real challenge, and that's why my disproportionate focus, of course, is working regionally and collaboratively, but it's educating the people of San Francisco on a consistent basis that you need as an individual to be prepared.
In a way, it's a bit weird to be saying that the first responders weren't there, so you're the first responder. It's like saying every man, woman, or neighborhood for yourself.
Yeah. It's distressing, and it's dealing with reality. If I have a Category 9 earthquake in San Francisco, this region will be devastated and on its knees. And the fact is, people will not be able to be helped in those first 72 hours until we get the state and federal government's help. That's a reality, and that's a reality we have to deal with.
Mayor Newsom, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Gavin Newsom is the mayor of San Francisco.